What I want to share with you is the four personality types that were first identified by the Greek philosophers. I want to share with you how to recognize which of these four personalities a person that you're talking to is likely to be. I want to share with you the kind of way they need you to communicate with them, the kind of information they need, and how you need to deliver that information. And if I can do that, you'll be able to go away, and I guarantee you'll start thinking about the people that you're talking to in a different way. So if we can do that, do you think that would be a worthwhile use of our time? Okay. So, four personality types. We have a personality type that Dan Johnson and I now call Sapphire. These are all gem types. The key defining characteristic of a Sapphire personality type is fun. They are the natural party animals. They are the ones who are the life and soul of the party. You will recognize a Sapphire because they always have a beaming smile. They engage with you. They have really good eye contact. When you're talking to them, they nod, just like you do, even from a stage. So you can tell when somebody's a Sapphire because it's as if you've got a personal dialogue going on. It's not some guy on stage. It's just you're talking to each other. They will have color-coordinated clothes, nice clothes, expensive clothes, nice shoes, if it's a woman. Well, if it's a man, they'll be nice. But there won't be, if it's a man, they won't be expensive, dull shoes, like I wear. They'll be expensive, flamboyant shoes. They'll be the kind of shoes that go out of fashion quickly. Because fashion is an important thing to Sapphires. When the music starts at a party, the ones who go straight to the dance floor, they're the Sapphires. They will accessorize. So you look around, you'll be thinking of people. They'll often have chemically enhanced hair. their hair will be beautifully coiffured. They are smiley people. They're happy people. They're great to have in your business because it creates a lot of fun. They hate detail. They hate chores. For them, learning the marketing plan looks like a chore. One of the big drawbacks, they're great to have in your business because they're this flamboyant personality, but one of the big drawbacks of a Sapphire is they have the attention span that can be measured in nanoseconds. There's a lot of nudging going on. And so you need to keep it fun for a Sapphire. You need to keep it active. As soon as it starts to feel like work, no good. What you need to do is just wind them up and get them to tell all their friends that this is fantastic. And so when their friends say, why? Say, I don't know. Come along and meet my sponsor. It just feels great. So, a Sapphire is somebody whose attention you need to grip. They need to be at events. Meetings need to be kept fairly short. They're the ones who who have drifted out, you know, before the end, because they just want to chat. They've done enough listening. They want to just do a bit of bonding. They don't want to chat about anything in particular. They just want to engage with people. When you talk to a staff in a one-to-one, for example, or a planning meeting, forget about all the detail. What you need to do, though, is make sure you have a lot of eye contact. They are eye contact people. And you need to modulate your voice. So you need to be speaking loudly at one time in an animated way and then drop it again and lift it. Just because they kind of then they keep their attention. You need to move your hands around. Because if you don't move your hands around, they just drift off and look around in the things. They do. It's true. We've got another personality type, which we call a pearl. Pearl. And a pearl is primarily motivated by peace, love, and understanding. Love. Not love, just love. So, they're the ones who are brilliant to have in your business because they create this caring environment. They are real nurturers. They'll stick with people through thick and thin forever. They will be the ones whose lame ducks in the business are still with them. And eventually, some of them might turn good, and that's a good thing. Sometimes it can be a frustrating thing, but it can be a good thing. So there, you can recognize a pearl because they don't like to stand out. Sapphire likes to stand out. Sapphire wants to be the center of attention. And if they are not being the center of attention, they'll do something to become the center of attention, or they'll go somewhere else to be the center of attention in another group. A pearl never wants to be the center of attention. They're always supporting, encouraging others. So they don't do anything physically to stand out. So a woman will tend not to wear makeup, or it'll be very plain makeup. She will have unmodified hair. It'll be natural. And she will say, I don't know what all the fuss is about. You know, I get my hair cut twice a year and it's fine. And my husband does it. I exaggerate slightly. If it's a woman or a man, they'll wear natural fabrics, natural colours. Browns and beiges would tend to be earth colours. Greens and browns and beiges would tend to be their colour palette in their clothes. Comfort is a really important thing. So, flat shoes, really important for pearls. Sapphires would never, ever, ever wear flat shoes. Ever. Pearls won't be coordinated. They'll have a big bag. Not a fashionable bag. If it's a woman, it'll be a big bag to fit everything in that she might need because she might have to give somebody something. They'll speak quietly. They'll have a low voice. I think, and for men and women, I think one of the defining characteristics of pearls is that they have a really benign facial expression that can sometimes be misinterpreted as they're a bit stoned. So, so, now that's a good laugh. That is a good laugh. Oh, wasn't it you? It's somewhere around there. They never lose their temper. They're never They might have passions, but they never express those passions. When you talk to a pearl, the last thing you need to do is start waving your hands about or talking loudly. You just scare them off. You need to give them space. Let them talk. Definitely don't try closing a pearl. If you try and close a pearl, they just close down because they feel they're being oppressed. A sapphire, you need to say, this is what you need to do. Because they can't be bothered to think about it for themselves. All they'll do is, if they like you, they'll do what you say. Whereas a pearl, they need to be respected. And so you can't force them in that way. Sapphire wants to be the decisions taken for them. For them, the judgment is, do I like this person? Do I want to go to this party? For a pearl, it's more about, do I believe in this? Then we have a personality called an emerald. Pearls will work in social care. Those kinds of teachers are often pearls. People in social services are often pearls. Health professionals are often pearls. An emerald is primarily motivated by logic. These are people who, they need the numbers. You can recognize them because they will... So a sapphire has very animated facial expression, bright, sparkling eyes. Pearls, very benign facial expression. Emeralds have no emotion in their expression. Not because they don't have any emotion. They are just as emotional as everybody else. It's just they don't express it. And it's important to say, to really recognize that these things that I'm sharing with you don't define the person. They define a way a person expresses themselves through their personality. So an emerald will be really hard to read. They'll have practical hair. It'll be short. But not short and chemically enhanced if it's a woman. Short for practical reasons. Their clothes will be... They may wear fashionable clothes, but they won't be this year's fashions. Because value is a really important thing for emeralds. So they will have bought clothes because they look like the last. They might spend money on it, but they'll have bought it in the sales, because that's good value, and it'll last 5 or 6 years, and that makes it even better value. They will... Practicality is really important for emeralds. They will tend to do jobs like IT, perhaps, anything to do with numbers. Accountants often are emeralds. They'll wear, if it's a man, they will. So sapphires will shop for men. They'll shop at the most expensive shops. Because one characteristic of sapphires is, both men and women, they have no idea about the value of money. They just want stuff now because it looks fun. So they'll shop at expensive shops. Pearls will wear old clothes. Their kids will be impeccably dressed because they'll want the best for their kids and their spouse, but they'll always put themselves last. Emeralds will shop at... Do you have millets here in Ireland? Sort of army surplus stores. Yeah, that's the kind of thing, because it's practical. Good, hard-wearing, practical clothes. Emeralds are the only group, when they say to you, I need more information, they mean it. All the other personality types, when they say, well, I need some more information, what they're saying is, I'm not interested, but I don't really have the courage to say I'm not interested. Whereas an emerald actually needs a lot of information to take away so they can make a decision. They're not going to make a decision based on whether they trust you or not because they don't know whether they can trust you or not because they haven't got enough information about whether they can trust you or not yet. It's all about the detailed information. They need to analyze it. They are really analytical people. And so there's no point trying to bounce an emerald into making a decision before they've got enough information. These are the people for whom the websites are made. Don't give a sapphire a website address to get more information. Because even if they write it down on a piece of paper, they'll lose it before they get home. Or they just something else will come up and they can't be bothered. The pearl will never get on the computer because the kids are doing it for their homework. So they'll always think, I'll do it later. So it's no good for them. The emerald, it's essential. Well, either you've got to know all that information or you've got to know where to send them to get that information. And I prefer the knowing where to send them route. They need it. But when they have got the information that they need and they make a decision, they will not change their mind. They are dogged and determined people. And that's a characteristic that you want in your business. And then there's a, you know, these can be all frustrating, because if you're an emerald and you think it's all about the detail and you have sponsored somebody who's a sapphire and they're all over the place and forgetting this and forgetting that and turning up late, turning up to the wrong venue, saying, oh, let's go to the bar now, you know, all this kind of stuff. That is so frustrating for an emerald. The other way around, it's just a nightmare. You know, if you're a sapphire and you're sponsoring somebody who's got all these questions and you're thinking, I don't know. I just don't care either. What's with all the questions? And you start to take it personally. You think they're just trying to do it to wind you up. They're not. They're doing it because they need to know the answer to that. Then there's a personality type called a ruby. And rubies are principally motivated by need for a mission. A job to do. These are the ones who say you need goals. Sapphires. Goals. I did write some down, but I can't find where I wrote them down. My goal is to have a good time and stop people writing to me and demanding that I pay my debts off. You know, that's for a, whereas for a ruby, they are, if there's a job to do, let's get it done. These are people who will decide in an instant. These are the ones that when you sit down for them in a one-to-one, they say, let's cut to the chase. Give me the headlines. Give me a summary. Tell me the facts. They want just an A4 summary. Now, I'm not saying that's what you should give them, because one characteristic of a ruby is they will try and take control of the situation. So we need to learn how to let a ruby feel they're in control while at the same time we're in control. Ruby you will recognize because they won't give much away in their facial expressions. They'll be pleasant and courteous. Emeralds could well seem abrupt. They don't have generally the common courtesies. They just don't see the importance of them. It's not that they're being rude, it's just they haven't quite got that. Whereas a ruby will be courteous, but they'll be direct, and it can come across as arrogant. And this is a big issue for rubies, being misunderstood. And I'll come on to how that can be a big issue in a few moments. So you'll recognize a ruby. If it's a man, he'll be wearing a suit, a nice jacket. It won't be too flamboyant. It won't be the height of fashion, but it'll probably be expensive. It'll probably look plain on the outside, but when it opens up, it'll have a really nice lining. One of those things that's like bob suits. If you want to know what an out-and-out ruby looks like, you look at Bob Parker. They're competitive over anything. When you go to the manager's days, try and get on the same team as Bob, because on those sports events, he goes out to win. And if he breaks the ankle of a little old lady in the meantime, well, you know, that's what... You've got to go for the ball, haven't you? they're committed to the mission. They don't give up. They take the knocks. They pick themselves up, dust themselves down. These are characteristics that we want in our business. But some of the characteristics we can misinterpret. You know, this abruptness, this directness that can come across as arrogance, it can make, if you're a pearl, that can be very, very intimidating. If you're a sapphire, then it can just seem like, well, I can't be bothered with all that. Life's too short. So we need to modify the way we seem with people. A ruby man will have short hair typically. A woman will be dressed for business, serious, expensive, but not flamboyant. Rubies won't give much away in their facial expressions. They'll play their cards very close to their chest. Never play poker with a ruby. They make good poker players. Okay, never play poker with a ruby unless you're an emerald. Because emeralds are even better because they don't give anything away in their faces and they're really good at the numbers. Emeralds make really good poker players. Sapphires, it's got to be the most boring game in the world. One characteristic of these three, you can tell fairly well. Rubies, because they've got this characteristic of let's put the show on right here. Let's get the job done now. We can do it. Let's get it done. They say yes. They're the ones who, when something needs doing, they step forward and say, let's get this done. And they've been like that ever since they were kids. And what they've learned is that in our society, sometimes being a leader gets misconstrued as being too big for your boots. And so they've learned that if you allow your natural characteristics to put yourself forward to get the job done, you can often suffer a lot of rejection because of that. So one of the things they fear a lot is rejection, because even though they look tough on the outside, they're just as vulnerable as everybody else on the inside. But what this can have done is it can have made them subdue their tendency to be driven by the mission to get the job done, to put themselves forward, to lead in order not to get recognized. What we need to do is help them to believe that those qualities are good qualities and help them to grow into themselves again. So I think our job is to make people fulfill their potential as a human being. And so the rubies are the ones often, I think, who have been the most damaged, and they can look almost like a pearl. They're not. The key to spotting whether somebody is a real pearl or a damaged ruby is patience. Do they have patience? Because pearls have an infinity of patience. Rubies have none. I guarantee it. And, you know, a ruby will say something like, patience is a highly overrated virtue. Not only do they, because that's what they think, isn't it? Because not only do they know they don't have patience, they don't care that they don't have patience. In fact, they're quite pleased that they don't have any patience. Well, sometimes we have to look like we've got patience in order for other people, especially like pearls or emeralds, they don't feel that we're being impatient with them and we're judging them because of that. So, if we can recognize people of different personality types, and I hope as I've been talking, you've been thinking, I know what I am, I know what you are, and I know what you are. I hope this is going to help you identify the fact that people have different needs. And we need to learn as networkers to inhabit an area here. We need to learn that when we are talking to an emerald, we need to bring out the emerald characteristics in our own personality. Now, they may not be there very much, but we need to develop that. If we're talking to a pearl, and we're a ruby, we need to remember that the mission isn't going to be the critical thing. Everybody feels is the critical thing. And we need to make sure their needs are being met, their needs are being fulfilled, in order to help bring them along the journey, in order for them to engage with the process that we've got here, in order for them to build their belief in their opportunity. Remember I mentioned that a sapphire can upset all the other personality types, just because we're different. A pearl can upset all the other personality types. Oh, get on with it, is the kind of response. An emerald upsets all the other personality types because just this unfulfillable need for detail. But sapphires get on really well with sapphires. Pearls get on really well with pearls. Emeralds get on really well with emeralds. And if you read or listen to the CDs, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Networkers, you'll learn that one of the habits is synergy. And what you do when you're building your team is you create synergy between all the different personality types in your group, so that you may not have the characteristics they need, but you bring them into a room and they mix with the other people who do have these characteristics. They feel at home. Thing you need to remember, if you are a ruby or you have rubies in your team, is that yes, a ruby can upset all the other three personality types, but the unique thing about rubies is that they really upset other rubies too. And it's this competitive thing. What we need is the person that we're working with to have an unshakable conviction about where they're going and that the plan that they've got to get there is going to deliver. Whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, it can achieve. And it's these two things. It's not just having the vision, conceiving it. It is believing that you can achieve this vision, that you are being propelled towards the fulfillment of that vision. It's the belief that's critical, and we need to help our people move from a state of indifference through skepticism to an unshakable conviction. If we learn to recognize different personality types, and we learn to help each of those personality types develop their belief in the way they need to develop their belief, then you are going to massively increase the odds in your success in getting people going. No longer will it be just the people who are the same personality type that you are, that you get on with anyway, which is only 25% of the people you come across. It's going to be 100% of the people that we have got a chance with to spark that vision, help them to build their belief, and help them to propel them towards their success. This knowledge has profoundly changed the way I approach people. It's taken a lot of the stress out of the way I approach building relationships, building rapport, building trust with people. I hope you take something away from this that you can apply in your business building in the future. And I sincerely hope that every single one of you builds a much, much bigger business than I've built. Thank you very, very much for your time and attention.